Hey, y'all. Welcome to Diamond and Silk, the podcast with your host, Diamond and Silk, and Silk Old Silk.
Diamond Old Diamond.
Okay, so a lot of stuff has jumped off, but before we get started with this podcast, I want you to stop right now.
Stop.
And I want you to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification. Mm-hmm. And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can't Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at diamondandsilkbookstore.com.
And if you would like to advertise or be a sponsor for this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. And don't forget to check us out over there at Chatdit. chatdit.com.
Okay, so you know we love conversations,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do.
And you know, we've been talking to a wide array of people that's doing some amazing things.
Amazing.
Well, I got to talk about this one, y'all.
Okay.
So you all, we had the opportunity to talk to our sister friend,
yeah,
Vivian Childs.
Uh-huh.
Now, she's running for Congress right there in Georgia, and we're so excited to be talking about her. You know, she was a supporter of President Donald J. Trump.
Yep.
She was all about putting America first.
Yep.
I want you all to join the conversation with us. Come on.
Come on.
And let's see what we just got here. It was some juiciness. I loved it.
Yes.
Please welcome to the show, Vivian Childs. Vivian, how are you?
I am blessed. How are you, ladies?
Oh, we're doing wonderful. So listen, I'm hearing through the grapevine that you are making a run for U.S. Congress right there in the 2nd District of Georgia. Please tell us and our audience about that.
Oh my gosh, I'm really excited about that. This is a seat that I know we need because Congress needs all the help we can get right now. Mm-hmm. It's been held by a gentleman who has been in the seat now for about 29 years, I do believe. But, you know, no disrespect, it's just time for a change, and Vivian Childs is here to make that happen.
Oh, wow. I love it.
Wow.
What inspired you to say, okay, you know what? I am going to run for this seat.
I was going to run for this seat because, you know, I do a lot of work in the district. And I look around and I think about the things that used to be that are no longer. And when you do the statistics on the district, here in Georgia, the 2nd district is in bottom place in almost every area that you can think of. Wow. So I looked at the people one day and I said, you know what? You deserve better. And that became my rallying cry. So that is what got me going, and we're in to win it.
Are wow. you getting any type of help from the RNC, or is this just a grassroots effort?
This is a grassroots effort. I don't know if y'all know, but I've talked about it with several of the other candidates who either have run before or that are running now. I don't know what it's going to take, but we've got to do a better job of getting great candidates through the primary. We have so many limits and restrictions that it's difficult for any of us to get through the primary, but we're going to make a change this time.
Okay, wait. When you talk about limits and restrictions, what are some of those limits and restrictions? Let us know what's going on.
Well, if you have two or more Republicans running in a primary, it's hands off. Nobody will help you if they're in leadership because you have two or more Republicans running against each other. Doesn't matter if they're good candidates or not. They will not. And so I think it's written maybe in their bylaws. I said either we need a bylaw change, but we need something because it's a shame that people will jump in just to keep a good candidate from running. Think about that.
I didn't even think of it like that,
wow.
Vivian.
So who's making these rules? Explain to us who's making these rules.
That's the leadership rules. That's the way the state GOP does, the RNC. We all have that in our rules. Where there are two Republicans running against each other, those of leadership, they have to back off until the primary is over, and then they will lend their support. I said, we need to do better. We've got to do better.
Okay, so we need you in the primaries instead of waiting to after the primary, because a lot of these candidates are good candidates, got good intentions, good intentions, want to put America first, but then they have no support.
Yeah.
So tell us how you're getting the word out with your grassroots efforts.
Oh my goodness. I'm visiting, there are 29 counties, believe that, ladies, that are in this 2nd district. Goes all the way to the Florida border all the way to the Alabama border. So it's a huge district, but we are going, we're visiting all the counties. We're doing our best to do social media. And I tell you, that is the best avenue we have. We can get it through social media, we're there. And we're making phone calls, and we are grassroots. We are reaching people where they are, no matter who they are.
Okay. Are you knocking on any doors?
We will start doing that later on, but yes, we have to do it all. It is a grassroots.
That's what I find out. You know, I'm not a big fan of AOC. I think a lot of things she say is ignorant. Yep. However, how she was able to win that district in New York, she knocked on several doors. She didn't even know she was going to win it until she won it. So that's how I know it can be done.
Oh, yes.
Knocking on enough doors, talking to people, and seeing the need of the people and if they really and truly want change.
That's right.
And that is why I said, and I'm very personal and hand-on. I've gotten so many compliments. If someone goes to the website, which is easy, VivianChiles.com, I'll make a phone call. I want to reach out to them and let them know how they can join in and help us and what I plan to do once I'm elected.
Okay, so go ahead.
So with you talking about the district that the second district of Georgia, what type of changes or improvements are you looking to make once you are Congresswoman?
Oh, wow. We need to make an improvement, especially in education. I know y'all know this. Education is the key. That is what got me to where I am today. And I'm telling you, I'm a proud mother of three children who have doctorates. One is a physician, one is a lawyer. Y'all met my son. And then, you know, I have a daughter who is a principal of a middle school. So she has a doctorate in education. So I know education can get you a step beyond, and we are lacking behind there.
Uh-huh.
We also, the second district is a rural district as well. So we have the best farmers in the world living right there in the second district. And I need to make sure that they always have a seat at the table.
Wow. Oh, I like that. Wow. You speak about education and about how we're, the community is lacking behind when it comes to education. But could we be lacking behind when it comes to education because of the ideology now that's being taught to our children? They're not teaching them about the education they need to go out here and obtain employment or have a successful career. Now they're teaching this ideology on how to hate the United States of America. What say you about that?
Oh my gosh, I never thought that I would see that day come. You know, I used to be a classroom teacher and a principal. So I know what it's like when what you embed on the child's mind, they believe. And what I am hearing, it saddens me, not just in the schools, but in the churches. And so that's the other thing. We have to be sure that the curriculum that those children are learning by is sound and not something far out. When do we start hating each other so much that we want to break this country up into little bitty pieces? This is America, and we are all Americans.
That's right. And really, do we hate each other, or is it the left and the narrative that they're pushing? And we have to look at who's controlling what? Who's controlling our education? Our education is now being controlled by the unions. Who's controlling our media? Our media is controlled by six corporations. Mm-hmm. Who's controlling social media platforms? That's controlled by three entities, the biggest social media platforms. So when we get out the information or put out the information, it's very hard for people to grasp to it whenever you're being censored on one side or whenever there's another narrative being spewed on the other side.
Yeah.
How are you going to combat people not allowing people their freedom of speech, especially right there in your district?
Let me tell you, and I love what we're discussing here tonight. That is why I say it has to be grassroots campaign, because that means I have to get involved in the community. And I do that even when we have things like back to school bashes and we give these children book bags to take to school. But it also allows us to let them see, especially those of us who wear a lot of red and elephants and all that good thing, we're not your enemy.
Right.
We're your neighbors. We're your friends. We're your relatives. So the narrative have got to change that we are not what the media said it is. And you know what? We're doing our people a disservice. You cannot believe what you're hearing. And I hate to say it, that's why I believe in that America First policy.
Yes.
That sound.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah. And you don't have to hate to say it because it is America first. When we look at what's happening now, you have Jim Crow Joe in office. We don't call him the president. He's the resident up there in the White House. Do it look like he's putting America first by having our borders wide open, having people running amok in our country, gas lines on the East Coast, food prices going up, medication, drug prices are going up. How is that putting America first? It's not. He's putting America last, and we're falling further behind.
That's right.
So you don't have to apologize for America first.
Amen.
I believe people appreciate the fact that we still have people out there that wants to put America first.
That's right.
And I'm glad y'all mentioned that, too, because they look at me and they said, so why were you supporting all of this in the immigration? Let me tell you something. I have been blessed to travel the world. Mm-hmm. I've lived overseas. I've lived on islands, I've visited everywhere, and everywhere I entered, I had to show a visa.
Wow.
Whoa.
If I didn't have one, guess what? I wouldn't enter in that country. So why would I want less here in my own country?
Come on.
The purpose of that is to make sure we are very inviting. We want everybody to come in, but there's a way you do everything, and we need to follow. Let me give you this example.
Go ahead.
That's breaking the law. When you come across this border illegally, you're breaking the law.
That's right.
So why are we going to give you a free handout to anything?
That's right.
Take a man who's trying to feed his family, and he goes down to the local store, and he robs them by taking a loaf of bread. Where is he going?
He's going to jail.
And that's an American. So why we treat an American less than we treat someone else who's breaking the law? We just need to rethink what we're doing here in America.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Hemp Lily.
Your journey more joyful.
Helping women in menopause find harmony and balance again naturally.
So be sure to visit their website, hemplily.com. And when you visit their website, don't forget to use code DS21 to get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's Hemp Lily. .com. Hey y'all,
hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Listen.
We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election. So we must support him.
That's right.
Now that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to mypillow.com, purchase anything on the site, and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to mypillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at mypillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silka, sound like you save a lot. So head over there to mypillow.com.
Our society should be based upon the principles of ethics, not animosity, not lies, not corruption, not racism, and not religious intolerance. This is not what our forefathers intended when they decided to construct our Declaration of Independence or when our Constitution was constructed. Our nation was built upon ideas given birth to a unified nation. But right now, people have a distorted image of the Republican Party. The achievements we've made focus on using the strength of everyone involved. Everyone has a seat at this table. No talent or gift was cheapened by who you were or who you knew. We proudly say my country is of thee, sweet land of liberty, of the IC. My campaign, Child of Heaven, will be a grassroots campaign, and again, I will need your help. So sign up and be part of this great event. We can do this together. Why? Because we are Americans, not Asian Americans, not Black Americans. Americans, period.
So what we treat an American less than we treat someone else who's breaking the law. We just need to rethink what we're doing here in America.
And even down to when you say talk about the law, I see how they want to try to implement these passports on everybody, but and they want Americans to take and show your passport before you travel. but you got illegal aliens coming into our country and you don't even want them to show no papers. You want to make it illegal for us to ask for their papers.
It's sad. But you know what? You know the good part though about me getting out and talking to everybody? Yeah. People are starting to see.
Yeah.
It is, they're seeing what they had and what they're getting. And I'm telling you, so this is a great time for us to get out there and, yes, and get the word out about America and the greatness that we have.
Right. And they're talking about, you're talking about what they had in President Trump. Trump versus Biden. And we got a lot of people that let us know they are having buyer's remorse.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I'm telling you. Well, y'all know, y'all met me when I was standing up talking about the president and what he was going to do. And you know what? You can say whatever you want to. What he said, he did.
He did exactly what
he said he was going to do.
That's
okay,
right.
So you know, we're still in the midst of this pandemic. What do you think about the pandemic being politicized and weaponized against the American people?
Again, they're using whatever they can to make people think outside of what is really happening. I think it's all a ploy to make sure that people don't focus on what is real. That is what's happening right now. They're trying to make sure that people who had some things that are now being taken away are losing their focus. That's what we have to remind them. Don't be swayed by what you're hearing. Know what you believe in your heart because you've seen it work.
Right.
That's right,
Vivian.
Yeah.
Another question. If you are elected, would you promise your district that you won't vote for anything that's going to make it make passports, vaccine passports mandated and push that kind of tyranny onto the citizens? And would you also propose of making sure that you're not mandating vaccines for something with a 99% recovery rate? Give people the option to pick and choose what they want, whether they want a vaccine or therapeutic medicines.
Let me tell you something. That scares me more than anything. We have the best constitution ever. Mm-hmm. We have the right in America to make choices.
That's right.
No one should tell me what I need to do with my body. No one needs to tell me that I need a vaccine. How do you know I'm not allergic to what's in the vaccine?
There's not
enough research out there to prove that if I take that, I won't pass away. You notice I didn't say die, but I won't pass away. I don't believe in mandating things, especially with little or no research. We've had little or no research on what is happening in America. Of course, I think a passport, every time I think about that, you're going to ask me to show a passport on whether or not I took a vaccine.
Right.
That's no different than what they did back during the slavery days when the slaves had you have a piece of paper to go from one plantation.
Exactly.
To the next plantation.
Right.
That's all
exactly.
They had to do is about power and control.
Speaking of, go ahead, Vivian.
But you know what though? But I'm telling y'all, I if no other reason, I'll run because I'm getting to hear stuff. People are afraid of their decision making being halted about what they're hearing. But you know what's funny though? When you talk to the people, they're not thinking what we're reading in the paper. And I want y'all to take to this. A lot of the information that we're hearing are coming from the same people. Not from millions of people,
right,
but just a handful of people are acting like this is what the country is thinking. It is not.
The same
corporations, the same three entities that control the biggest social media platforms.
Yes.
The narrative.
Yep.
Silk mentioned plantation, so that brings me to this here. You know, back in the day, Black people could not own guns.
Mm.
They were denied the rights to own guns way back when. That was during the days of slavery. So how would you, if you become elected or be elected, how would you preserve, protect our Second Amendment rights?
We don't have a choice. And that's the other thing. When you take that oath, there are certain things that you say that you're going to do.
That's right.
One of those is to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah.
If I uphold the Constitution, I cannot be against the Second Amendment.
Come on.
So many people who have done that need to be called home. Mm. Because they swore. They put their hands on the Bible. I think they did. But they should have put their hands on the Bible and swore that they would uphold our Constitution against all entities, both foreign and right here.
Domestic. That's right. That's
and
right.
If they did not do that, and if they're going against that, they shouldn't be elected.
Wow.
They shouldn't be elected. They need to be fired.
Right.
They
right.
need to. They need to go back home.
That's right.
House, and some of them can rock their grandbabies because they've been in there for years anyway, doing nothing.
You know, Vivian, back in 2020, during the election, there was a lot of voter irregularities. And what we're seeking and asking for is transparency. Please give us your thoughts about what did you see or what did you think about the 2020 election?
It hurt on many entities. I actually ran in 2020 for this seat. And it's what it did for me is to have worked hard. I will be honest, you know, I won the dead election vote and the early voting. Who would be upset because you have to show your ID to vote for something? The most important thing you have gotten to do is to vote. Mm-hmm. Who would be upset that you have to show your ID? If you go to Kroger or some other food place to buy certain drinks, you don't mind showing it. When you go to see some movies, you have to show it. Mm-hmm. There are many times that I have to show my ID card and I don't sweat about it. But I have a problem with it being when I have to vote. And it's okay for people that they have found to be not with us anymore, have voted in the election, and people not upset about that. It's not about the voting. We just want people who are eligible to vote to be the only ones to vote. That's all.
Let me ask you here, Vivian. You stay in Georgia. So you Georgia is, you know, certain parts of Georgia is predominantly Black. Are you running into people that voted for Biden and that love what he's doing? Because we're trying to find Black people, especially, who voted for Biden. And it's very, 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 very hard to do.
Very hard.
But the media, which is owned by the six corporations, the left-wing media, wants us to believe that Biden had more Black people vote for him than Obama.
Again, that's when you know that there had to have been some irregularities in voting. Uh-huh. President Obama was very, very popular, and he's still very, very popular. So, no, it's hard for me to believe that that would have happened.
But have you talked to anybody
that
voted for Biden, and they're happy with
everything that's going on?
Everything that's going on within our country.
To be perfectly honest, yes, there are some people happy because they just wanted President Trump gone. That is what makes the difference. They wanted our President Trump gone for whatever the reason. Mm-hmm. So, yes, there are some people happy, but there are some people who said, what did I do?
Wow. Right. So they let their disdain for one president become the creator of their own, really, demise. Because correct. I don't see anything.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this here question. Mm-hmm. What do you think about this money that they giving out, and I'm calling it welfare. It's welfare, but they calling it unemployment and stimulus. And they're really undercoverly up underneath our noses paying people to stay home from work. I think that this is the most dangerous thing that you can do to a country because what you're doing is you're printing money and there's nothing to back it up.
Right.
What do you think about that?
Well, I can tell you what's happening to businesses. Mm. I hope my husband don't get upset, but he went to McDonald's one day to go inside, and there was a sign on the door that he couldn't get in. Why? Because there was no workers. So they didn't have anyone to do all of the work. That is happening everywhere. I'm listening to business upping, saying they would pay $22 an hour and still cannot get into one. Because it's better to sit home and receive a check than it is to go to work. And so we're all hurting behind that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've always taught, earn your money.
Earn your money.
And you know, and it's okay.
But you know what, Vivian? It's an attack on the middle class. Yes. When I hear this man say, we're going to tax people making $401,000. You're not going after the rich. You're going after the middle class is what you're doing. When I hear you say that, oh, we're going to pay you some stimulus to stay home if you're scared of COVID. Okay, but here's the deal. You are messing with small businesses,
yeah,
which are really owned by the middle class.
That's
these
right.
corporations are going to be okay.
That's
but
right.
this is going to hurt, mm-hmm. impact, affect the middle class. Vivian, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Listen, you all, Vivian Childs is running for Congress. If you all want to contribute, donate to her campaign, the website is below. Give us the website again, Vivian.
It's VivianChilds.com. And y'all, please come and visit us in Georgia. We want you back.
Okay, yes, we will be back. We're trying to wait until we get out of the midst of what they're doing.
Yeah,
and slowly okay. but surely, we're coming out of it. And then we'll be back on the road again. We love you, Vivian.
All right, VivianChilds.com.
You know what, Silk? That yeah. was a great conversation.
Oh, yeah, Diamond.
I mean,
amazing.
I'm just enjoying all of this. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so each time we drop a new episode, you will receive notification.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about our book, Uprising, Who the Hell Said You Can Ditch and Switch? The Awakening of Diamond and Silk. You can get the book at DiamondandSilkBookstore.com.
And if you would like to be a sponsor of this podcast, feel free to send an email to info@diamondandsilk.com. That's info@diamondandsilk.com. Don't forget to check us out over there at chatit.com. And don't forget to give us a review, and a 5-star will do.
Okay, so we was just coming to give y'all the 211. We call it the 211 because it's two of us.
And we're the ones giving it to you.
So in the meantime and in between time, we will see you all next time right here on Diamond and Silk, the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Today's podcast is being brought to you by Hip Lily.
Your journey more joyful.
Helping women in menopause find harmony and balance again naturally.
So be sure to visit their website, HempLily.com. And when you visit their website, don't forget to use code DS21 to get 25% off your entire purchase.
That's HempLily.com. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
It's Diamond and Silk.
Uh-huh.
Listen. We still have a patriot out there fighting for the integrity of the 2020 election.
Uh-huh.
So we must support him.
That's right.
Now, that's Mike Lindell.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to head over there to MyPillow.com, purchase anything on the site,
mm-hmm.
and make sure you use code DS21. That's code DS21. Go to MyPillow.com.
And when you use code DS21, you can save up to 66%. Make your purchase now at MyPillow.com or call toll-free 1-800-667-2756. That's 1-800-667-2756. And save up to 66%.
Silk, it sound like you save a lot. So head over there to MyPillow.com.